Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, I know we're a day late with it. We had some things come up yesterday, but now we can officially get into Can We Say That? David.
Gentlemen.
No.
Super Bowl is happening this week. Roger Goodell spoke to the people. Can we say that within the next three seasons, there will be an 18-game schedule?
Yes.
Goodell came out and said they didn't talk about it formally, but they've had informal discussions.
Yes. Mortal lock. Just continuing to oversaturate and ruin the sport we love. Yes.
Yeah, sadly, yeah. 2027 will be the first year.
And guess what? The Super Bowl will be after President's Day. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're going to stretch this thing with an extra bye week and an 18-game schedule. They will essentially get to the end of February.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're in that, the NFC Championship game would have been, what, last weekend or this weekend?
Then, all right, with the extra bye week.
Yeah.
Then they have the bye week between the end of the regular season and the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's a joke.
Can we say that the NFL just really needs to stop this? Because the Eagles have said, we'll do it, but it's not going to be a home game. Eagles, Rams are scheduled to play in Australia, not this season, but next season.
2026, right?
Yes. Yeah. Eagles said, guys, we did the Brazil thing. We lost the home game. We're not doing this again. You want us to go there, you're going to have to give it to the Rams. Is the NFL, can we just say the NFL is just going too far with all of these?
No. You can't until something is proven wrong. This is twice this season. Boomer Esiason has said it on the show. I do with him. There's going to be a division in Europe by 2028. A division. I said, Boomer, lay off the crack. He goes, at a minimum, there will be a full-time team in the NFL in Europe. But his belief is a division.
So
this
36 teams.
It's fugazi. And if I'm the Eagles, I'm with you. Tell you what, won't be on the plane. You schedule the game. We won't be there. And I'd very publicly state it. What's the NFL going to do?
I think it coincides with the 18-game schedule. There'll be a division there, so everybody. It won't be like, oh, well, I don't know if we'll play this year. No, everyone will get a chance to play every other year over there for that division.
Oh, yes. What a blessing. Kenny Cott live in Stuttgart.
News came out last night. Can we say that Cooper Kupp, Rams wide receiver, will be traded to one of these five teams?
All right.
David, your Steelers?
No.
Cowboys, Ravens, Broncos, or Bills?
Broncos. That feels right. A, it's in the AFC. B, Sean Payton, mad scientist. And they need a number two to Sutton. See, I don't think Kupp at this point in his career is a one.
No.
But I think he'd be a good two, right? Mm-hmm. If you go to Baltimore, it's really a pair of number twos with Zay and him.
See, yeah. I was thinking Buffalo because while he's not a number one, they expect Keon Coleman to hopefully take the step up to be the number one. And yeah, he can.
The problem I have, David, is Buffalo's need really is defense.
Oh, I hear you. I do.
I would say Denver for me. But, yeah, he's gone.
And they have money because all that dead cap is going to be gone. So,
Mike, this is for you.
Okay.
Statement from the NFL Head of Referee Association.
Scott Green.
It is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team.
Okay.
Can we say, based off of everything that's been going on with baseball and all the other improprieties and these conspiracy theories, this may be the best ref game ever in this Super Bowl? Because all eyes are on them.
Yes, but here's my thing for Scott. You remember the movie Get Out?
Yes.
Where they put the kid in the chair and he's forced to watch the TV? Mm-hmm. I want to put Scott in that chair and make him watch these calls on loop.
To the sunken place?
Yeah. And then David will sit there with a teacup and just swirl it around. I mean, I'm being straight with you. Scott, it's not preposterous when you look at the visual evidence. There's a preponderance of evidence that suggests the league is a vested interest in the Chiefs, which they do. And the Chiefs being good with Taylor Swift attached to them makes the league more money. Sorry, Scott. Seriously, if Scott's that confident, you know what they ought to do? Put the calls up on the big screen while Scott's on stage. Go ahead. Preposterous?
See, go ahead, David.
No, I was going to say, Scott's wrong. It isn't about 17 officiating crews colluding. It's about one league, a mandate from one league coming down and colluding and telling them what to do.
That's right. It's no different than a government office. They take the orders from the White House and do what they do.
Because, see, I think that this is going to be a game. This may be the longest Super Bowl in history, time-wise, because every controversial call, you're going to see them gathering up, and they're going to be waiting for that eye in the sky with the instructions. If you guys feel your pager, call was wrong, just reverse it. Trust me on this. We don't want to look bad. Okay? Just go out there and say, sorry, we're picking up the flag. No foul, no face mask, no anything like that. I think that's what's going to happen in this game. Let's stick with the Super Bowl and the Chiefs. Mike, this one's for you. Going to have a little fun. Can we say that maybe we saw an omen for the Chiefs this past weekend when Taylor Swift got shut out of the Grammys? Didn't win anything. She was up for a lot and walked away with nada. Can we say that maybe this was a precursor to what we'll see in the Super Bowl?
No. I love where your head is at, but no. Paola, isn't the way that the Grammys work, isn't it like record labels get together in the media and they're like, hey, I'll vote for you if you vote for me? I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, isn't that all kind of like
apparently
rigged?
Apparently there's new, they're saying, hey, we know that people said it was rigged because The Weeknd came out and has been boycotting them, saying, you guys need to make this transparent. And they said that we will. But Taylor Swift, nothing.
This just means she can't have back-to-back losing weekends.
That's right.
It's over.
That's right. It's the up-down theory, Kenny.
The up-down theory with Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
That's it. Can we say that Andy Reid is making the right decision? He's already said he's coming back for another season to coach the Chiefs.
I'll say no. I think if he wins, walk. Again,
I'm with you.
That's for me. I mean, why stay for one more year? Now, if they lose, come back for one more, try to get another. But, you know, at a certain point, is there more to your life than this, or is this it for you? Like, come on, man.
See, I hear you, but I think they're going to win. So,
oh boy,
I think that's why he returns, because he wants to try to make history of winning four in a row.
I hate the fact that you're right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a lot of football reasons. I just feel like they're going to win because things. And stuff, and calls, and Taylor.
Couple NBA questions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can we say that Jimmy Butler won't play another game this season?
I don't know what to do. You read reports today, the Suns are all in on Jimmy Butler. I can't understand. You realize Jimmy Butler, he's a good player, all right? But I don't think Jimmy Butler's ever been one of the top 10 guys in the league. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. Jimmy Butler's already made over $400 million in his life. He's got a player option next year for $52.8 million. You got yourself to Miami. You're mad at Miami because they wouldn't give you more money at age 35, 36, 37. And now Jimmy Butler has self-sabotaged his own trade market to try to get to Phoenix. I wish I could say yes, he won't play and Riles will be that spiteful. The problem is it could trigger an even bigger spite store where Jimmy Butler then goes, okay, I see your spite and I raise you my player option. I'm going to say something happens because I don't know. It's FUBAR. I got nothing. The whole thing is nasty.
All right.
Am I wrong, David?
You're not wrong. He's going to play.
Okay.
He's going to be forced.
Can we say, and I'll give you the name of the player in a second, can we say that this person may be the biggest hypocrite in sports? Here's the quote, and then I'll give you the name of the player.
Sure.
Talking about the NBA. Players are held to a different standard of loyalty. Can we say that Kevin Durant may be one of the biggest hypocrites in sports?
100%. He's always wanted to have his cake and eat it too. I mean, that's an unbelievable comment from Kevin Durant. Remarkable.
Yeah, that's crazy. Kevin Durant can't make that comment.
All right, and finally, can we say that despite everything that you've heard in the media, the Dallas Mavericks won the trade?
Short term, yes, because this year, with Luka not playing, they weren't going anywhere. They add AD and Christie. I think they're gonna make a run in the playoffs. Now, long term, I would never be able to answer it. If Luka gets angry and changes his life and gets in shape, they'll pay dearly. But Rico, short term, they're one of the three best teams in the West. When you really look at that lineup and you look at how it's all put together, yeah, short term, yes. Long term,
still yet to be determined.
Yeah, because again, what if Luka just balloons up to 285? You got to ask yourself, how much did they hate this guy to make that deal? We'll get to some of that later.
That is Can We Say That? 97.1.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. And for the people on the line, I'm not forgetting you. I promise you. I'm going to get to your Myles Garrett calls, okay? But Rico just asked me a question, and I would like to at least bring something up. And if Rico, Kenny, David, or you, the listeners at large, think I'm a crackhead, you know how to get a hold of us. So this Luka Doncic thing, I gave you a brief take on the deal yesterday, and I was very dismayed that just producing exasperation 2 to 3 days after a deal is not acceptable. If you're on the air live and it happens, I totally get it. Nobody Saturday night knew what to make of this. But eventually, whether it's you're in the business and you make a phone call or you talk to a few people or you just try to read or listen to stuff from people who are plugged in, you could start to connect some dots on this Luka thing. So I don't want to go back down that road. But here's what I wanted to say. I wonder if there's been a fatigue that if the NBA ratings, Rico, and the fans, that if the owners or governors, whatever they're calling them within the league, have been fatigued as well about the same thing. See, we as fans look at Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Zion and Jimmy Butler, and we get a bad taste in our mouth about the sport. Well, think about working in these organizations. Now, I understand they have a collectively bargained agreement, but this Supermax thing, I wonder if we've hit a flashpoint. Because with the Mavericks, they looked at this and said, we are going to be better off without this kid now and in the near term. And we simply don't want to pay a bad employee $350 million. Full stop. Now, mind you, Luka's first team All-NBA. Luka dragged them to the finals. Fine. Here's the point. Last 2 years, he's shown up to training camp completely out of shape. He's injured all the time. The Mavericks believe he's injured because he doesn't take care of himself. You listen to people in NBA circles, some who are near the Mavericks, he may or may not listen to rehab assignments. Then you got the whole drinking whispers that are out there, right? Okay, so hold on. The Mavericks said, you know what? F this. If we pay this guy $350 million over a five-year term, look at what that does to your cap, and look at what it does with your ability to build a team. Then you have the tax apron. All of it so you can play 4-on-5 defensively in continuum, and this guy's playing it near a 265-270-pound body. Mm-hmm. Take a look at Luka as a rookie. Take a look at him today. He looks like he got stung by a bee and had a bad reaction. So you just go look at it. So the point I'm making is, now today you're seeing the reverberations around the league. Anthony Edwards, who's one of the best players in the sport, had said, man, I hope the T-Wolves don't do me like Luka. Anybody can get got. Comments out of the Brooklyn Nets today. Players are on alert. Here's what I'm saying. Are we starting to see kind of maybe the pendulum swing the other way? Which is, just because you're eligible for the Supermax doesn't mean I give you one. Mm-hmm. That if the player is not all in, off the court, as well as on the court, then no, I'm not going to commit the better part of $500 million to you, only for you to F me, have your team and your media incels dictate where you're going to go next while I've signed you.
You don't want to be financially handcuffed to a player that may or may not in 2 years. I get that.
So I'm asking is like, is this the team in the age of player empowerment? Is this the teams starting to go, aha? Mm-hmm. Like, how many times have we seen the movie play out in the last 2 years? Think about it.
No.
So I wanted to ask you, like, is that an insane point of view?
No, it's not, Mike, because for years it was teams were held hostage because you would draft a player based off potential, and then you would have to figure out in a few years, oh my God, is this person even worth? Do we have to give him this next contract? And then after that, it was like, okay, he's pretty good. And you were forced to just hand out contracts because you didn't want to lose face with your fan base, but you really didn't like the player because you weren't winning with the player.
And if you're in business with someone you don't like, you don't trust, and they're not doing the things you need them to do. I said this to you before the show. Like, I can't imagine being in a front office. Luka's already making $40 million a year. You are playing for the right for me to hand you $70 a year. Just think about that number on surface. And you can't stay in shape. You won't listen to your rehab assignment.
Because here's the thing.
What?
Right. Because here's the thing. You have a state-of-the-art facility. You have enough money to hire a chef. You ain't cooking. You ain't doing your own grocery shopping. It ranks right up there, Mike, when you see people who constantly get in trouble for like drinking and driving. It's like, you make enough money, you can hire a driver.
Right.
You don't have to live this lifestyle. You can do better, but you choose not to.
You know what I go back to? And maybe it's just a one-time thing, but I'm sorry, I doubt it. Do you remember the scene after they won that game in the playoffs last year and Luka was drilling a beer? And I think it was Michael Finley
yes,
and Nico Harrison who came over and went, let me just go ahead and get that from you.
Yep.
Like, how much did the Mavericks want to be out of the business of Luka Doncic to make this move? I don't need to go zany conspiracy theories.
Nah.
I'm just shooting you straight. I think franchises are looking around and going, wait a second. Zion, Simmons. Like, if I'm Philly, let me tell you something. This would be terribly unpopular. I'd be out of the Joel Embiid business of Joel.
Yeah.
I am trading him and building the team around Maxi. Why? One guy shows up to work.
Yes. You know what? Here's the thing. You're not going to get the top dollar. Somebody will pay you money, but we're not going to give you top dollar. We're going to move on from you. And yeah, if you're those teams, they screwed him over because we're going to make sure you're not eligible for this.
Can't
because
get the Supermax.
We ask you. And I don't know. I'm speculating. But we asked you repeatedly, can you please fix your life?
Well, according to reports, He missed time in November. They said it was a wrist injury, but it's believed that it was 11 days out because they needed him to lose weight. That's the belief. That's the report that I'm seeing. And then he's out now with a strained left calf, which is the fourth time in 3 years. Now, I don't know.
And they believe that is, and what I've heard Brian Windhorst talk about. And look, Windhorst said something. And look, you can make fun of him with the meme or he looks eternally exhausted. Work with me. The dude is plugged in. Windhorst said this on his Hoop Collective podcast. He was reporting from the NBA Finals, and they do the stand-up on the court, and Windy burnt Luka to the ground after one of the games. I think it was game three.
Yes, it was.
And, I mean, he went, his defensive effort is a joke. It is unacceptable. He's killing his team. He buried him. And this is in the American Airlines Center. Windhorst says, tell me why. Fans ripped me. Media ripped me. No one from the team said a word. And I was there, paraphrasing as Windhorst, I was there for all three games. I wasn't dodging anything. No one said a word.
Because they
knew.
Windhorst basically said what the team wanted to say and couldn't.
There you go.
And they backed him.
Now, here's my one thing is, again, 5 years from now, I have no idea how this will play out. Sure, the Mavs might get burnt. But that doesn't change the reality is if I paid this kid and I paid him $70 million plus and we're going tax apron, here's the other thing. Look at the team they have. Am I crazy in saying with Kyrie, Clay, PJ, AD, obviously Lively's hurt, I know that, but Daniel Gafford, like then they got Max Christie off the pine, 3-and-D guy. That's a top three team in the West. Mm-hmm. So they're playing for now, next 24 to 36 months. If you sign Luka and you know I'm going 4-on-5, and can I be candid? No jokes about Kyrie. You're pretty much playing 3-on-5 defensively. Yeah. You never, they made the finals. How'd that look against the Celtics? You could play that series 100 times. The Mavericks wouldn't win one of them.
And here's the thing. Historically speaking, there's not a lot of players who get their life together as their career goes on.
And if
whatever
he does,
you are, it's who you are, and the team has to make that tough choice.
Yeah, and if he does, the Mavs will get burned.
It will.
But they're making a bet. We tried everything.
Right.
He said he loved it here. He wouldn't listen to us.
I mean, you look at players going all the way back to Charles Barkley, and it's like eventually whatever you do, you just keep doing it. Allen Iverson. You couldn't stop
going to the casino.
Going to the casino. Yeah,
and like, that's why.
You look at Ja Moran. It's just like, Ja. I'm sorry, David, but it's like, Ja, are you going to get your life together? Zion, are you going to get your life together? Like, there are certain people, and I give them credit. It's like, I just don't believe in you anymore. And I do think, going back to your original thought, Mike, owners are taking ownership of their team again and saying, I'm not paying this guy.
Right, and I love the player empowerment that if you work hard, you do the right stuff, and you get that money, and you keep showing up to work, we have no issue. But maybe I'm just jaded. I actually like the team standing up to someone and going, you know what? Right here. Middle of the night.
Right. You don't
see it.
You basically are playing half the games looking at you, Embiid, and you're making a ton of money.
Yep.
At some point, I didn't get rich by being stupid. You don't want to win. So I need to find somebody who can win.
Go ahead, David, quickly.
No, I was going to say it's the change of scenery series, what you're talking about. That's why I get it. People will blame Dallas if he becomes something in L.A., but it may have taken the change of scenery.
Correct. That's why you can't hold it against them because, just sign him. Who cares? And I'm like, wait, think about this. We'll see how it plays. But I really like, you know what? We don't, just because you're eligible for this thing doesn't mean we got to do it. And we're watching in real time these other organizations cripple themselves. 248-539-9797. Yes, your Myles Garrett calls momentarily.
All right, we've been talking Myles Garrett all day long. If you missed anything, use that Odyssey rewind button. We also just finished talking a little bit about Luka. And geez, how much did the Mavs just not like him because of that deal? They were like, yeah, you're not going to get that top money. We've asked you repeatedly, get yourself in shape, get your life together, and he didn't want to.
Also, did you see they just refunded season ticket holders?
No.
For future tickets that were bought?
the Mavs.
That's class move by the team. I've never seen that before. Yeah, Evan just told me that.
Here's the statement. Statement from the Mavs in response to reports the franchise has offered refunds of up to $2,000. They say, we value every season ticket member relationship, and reps are available to take calls from members with any concerns or questions.
It almost feels, and again, if you're one of these losers bringing a coffin to the arena and laying your jersey in
or
it.
Or burning your jersey.
You need therapy. But it almost feels like certain fans would rather lose with their superstar than try to win a different way. I don't know, because here's, I just look at it with the Supermax stuff.
Mm-mm. Let me stop you right there. Because for some fans, your superstar is your identity. And if you lose that identity, then what are you?
Did Dallas lose their identity, though?
No, because
they lost a player. But their identity to win a championship is still there.
But Luka was tanking their season.
Luka was going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and still he was going to do all of this stuff. And he
But that doesn't say much to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, but you drafted him, David.
Anybody can make the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's true, too. It's true. But it's like you and Kay Cunningham are joined at the hip. You prayed for him.
Kay's already a Hall of Famer.
Right, but I'm saying, but for some people, Cade is ours, and you don't want to see him wearing another jersey.
No, but I also don't have to worry about Cade coming to work. I've never heard a bad report about Cade's work ethic. Yes, injuries happen. You hate to see it, but overall, I don't have to worry about Cade. Can you imagine if we were sitting here, you and me doing a show, as great as Luka is? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is a guy, he's had, what, four calf strains? Gee, I wonder why. The team believes it's directly tied to the fact it's conditioning. And you want me to hand you $350 million? You refuse to just do your job?
Yeah. I mean, I guess not everybody can be Nikola Jokic, so.
He's built different. I'm sorry. He's built different.
I swear up and down he was puffing a cigarette up, going up the court one day.
Wouldn't shock me.
Look, you win championships, you can do whatever you want in the after that.
I actually think Nikola hates basketball. He's just really good at it.
Bingo.
I think
it's
you're
just an inconvenience, something he does.
He can't get out of here fast enough.
No.
When the season is over, his brother is waiting with him. I'm assuming like in a pickup truck. Like, come on, we're leaving. We're going back home.
David, ticket tech's coming in. We'll get back to the Myles Garrett calls. But I wanted to do one segment on that. Because, yes, it's the dumbest trade in history. Can we look a little deeper into it and have a conversation? That was it. I needed one segment. Now I feel better about life. All right, David, go ahead.
If a rising tide raises all boats, then a falling tide lowers all boats. The owners and GMs can now say Luka makes X. You're not better than him, so you get Z. James in Toledo.
I think we have to head to a different direction, and we talked about it on this show last week, which is not all superstars are created equal. What the Supermax has done wrong is it tries to homogenize what a star is. You know, reality. A guy like Luka should make one thing, and a guy like Embiid should make something entirely different. Or LeBron versus Ja Morant. Look, LeBron shows up to work. LeBron's LeBron. Ja, you're busy playing with guns. I think the pendulum could swing the other way, because when you look at what these Supermax deals cost you how to build a team.
But see, I always, they should just cap the Supermax at, you know what, 10 players get that, and maybe you vote on, I don't know how, but I look at like,
Rico's doing Survivor or Bachelor. You get a rose.
No, but it's just like, okay, would a guy like Trae Young deserve a Supermax?
Not with that hair.
He's a really good player. And you could get a max deal. But when I think of Supermax, I think, yeah, you're not on that level.
No, he hasn't made an all-star team.
Well, he's upset.
The hair is agreed.
Well, he said from here on out, it's not getting snubbed. It's being traded.
Yeah, well, we'll try winning something.
Well, he beat the Pistons.
Okay, David, go ahead.
Someone says, I hope this is the beginning of the new era in the NBA where the owners now dictate things, not the players. Someone else says, I agree with all points, but why give him up for peanuts? That part didn't make any sense to me.
This is the next part of this I start to get a little annoyed by. We are acting as if Anthony Davis is the dead body of Yinka Dare.
Wow.
Okay? AD is still...
There's a name I have not heard in a long time.
You're welcome. And factually dead.
George Washington, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Fun fact, never had an NBA assist.
Why would you?
The point is, AD is still a perennial all-star. He's still one of the better two-way players in the league. And he's going to go to the four where he wants to play. Will probably close games at the five. I'm sorry, like, this guy overnight went from being a 1A to LeBron in the Lakers' offensive sets to Homer Simpson.
Well, because everybody's like, well, he never plays. And it's like, he actually does?
Yeah, last 3 years, I think he's played 93% of games.
Right, that's
and
more
then here's
than...
the other one, and it shows you. Your guy, Max Christie, who I had great animus for at Michigan State, has turned himself into a very nice pro. You know on a what? Very cheap deal, and once the Lakers put him into the rotation in December, go look at what it looked like.
You know what? You're not wrong. He actually, I didn't think he was going to be long for the NBA, and I'm like, well, I'll be damned.
Then it's the other, and if I had to hear Costas say this again, my head was going to explode. Why did they get 17 draft picks? And I'm like, they didn't want the pick. What picks? 2031?
Mm-hmm. You were going to raid the Thunder.
They want to win. They want to win. That's all.
No, because a lot of people, well, if you put him on a, kind of like Miles Garrett, put him on the open market, see what you can get.
But here's the problem. Unlike the NFL, when you go to the open market, you raise the price. In the NBA, where Clutch Sports or Jordan Brand run the damn thing, when you go to the open market, your price goes down, you dinglings. Luka's people and the media incels will simply shape where he goes. Hell, you're watching it in real time. How does Jimmy Butler get to dictate where he's going? It's happening in real time.
Fair.
So I totally disagree. Well, you could have shopped him.
No,
you could have shopped
no,
him.
No, I think anybody who said that you should have shopped him is probably thinking, well, the quiet part out loud, why weren't the Pistons? What would the Pistons have offered?
No could you way. Have brought is him in? Anybody thinking the Pistons could have made this deal?
I do, because when it's like, well, anybody, they don't want to say, because you realize I may sound stupid for saying this, but well, maybe the Pistons could have offered something for him.
I don't think Rico's wrong. I think that's how the average dullard thinks, David.
I guess we have been talking to people that believe let Brad cook. So.
But here's the thing. The other angle of, wow, let him shop. Okay, real quick. So when I tell Luka I'm trading him to Brooklyn, how does that conversation go regards to signing the Supermax? He doesn't. Oh, well, what about Sacramento? First of all, the Mavericks want to win today. How many unicorn power forward centers, two-way guys, all-stars, are available? Don't say Lauri Markkanen, not available this summer. Who? Cam Johnson's not nearly the player AD is. So who? Combination of where Luka would be happy, where there wouldn't be a revolt from Jordan Brand, and where Luka might actually resign. People just throw these things out there because they sound good. What were the Mavericks supposed to do? The minute you go, oh, well, Luka's on the market, his team will begin to shape the narrative.
We want to go here.
And ruin you.
Mm-hmm. We're not going there. We want to go to this team. Make it work. Make it fit.